So I'm going to give you my card, and you can, this is our website, so you can go on that website.
The job fair. It's a rite of passage for many college students as the reality sinks in that classes come to an end and the job market looms ahead. At the University of Rhode Island Career Fair, hundreds of students and recruiters scout their prospects. Junior Katarina Dufredis sports a black suit to show she means business.
I dress for success.
Dufredis is an accounting major, and everyone keeps telling her the jobs will be there when she graduates. But as she waits in line to talk to a potential employer, she's still nervous.
I am. But we can't let them know that.
While some students roam the rows of tables looking apprehensive, 21-year-old Miles Goodwin grins broadly.
I'm a senior. I'm graduating in May as well, and I already have a job offer on the table, so it's looking really good.
Goodwin has accepted a position with a recruiting firm in Massachusetts. He majored in marketing because he wanted a degree that would pay dividends.
At the end of the day, when you look around, everything is a business, and I felt like in that aspect that I could always find a job and that I'll always be able to kind of do my thing almost.
Though Goodwin admits he's one of just a few friends who will graduate with a job lined up, he says it feels like more people are hiring.
We have sales positions open. We have account manager positions
Maureen
open.
Boudreau from the health technology company Shape Up is one of them.
Technology positions, PHP developers, mobile app developers.
Boudreau says her company is growing, and they're looking for candidates from a variety of academic backgrounds. Mainly, they want people who can think logically and tackle obstacles.
What we're looking for is that energy, that spark, that intelligence, that motivation, you know, that piece that makes them a strong employee, regardless of what their role is.
College graduates have always fared better in the job market, even during the recession, but the numbers suggest employment is coming back. The State Labor Department says Rhode Island has regained 60% of the jobs lost during the recession. And at this college career fair, more than 125 employers signed up to participate, more than the university has seen in several years. Kim Stack directs URI's Center for Career and Experiential Education.
Well, I think it's much stronger than it's been in years past, and that's telling just from the attendance at the career fair today.
Stack says in past years, many companies didn't bother with the career fair because they didn't have the job openings to make it worth it. And there were fewer internships available, too.
We had this gap period of what I would call mentorship or, you know, that training for students. So they were ill-prepared going into that employment opportunity.
Now, Stack sees more jobs available for recent graduates, especially in technology, engineering, and healthcare. A survey of last year's graduating class showed some 95% were either employed or in graduate school. The number of students doing internships has tripled over the last few years, according to Stack, who also says more students are now pursuing multiple majors. Take senior Ryan Enos.
I'm computer science and English.
Enos has a passion for English, but he added computer science as a major, partly because he enjoys it. And because
it's, lucrative?
Enos has student loans, so he needs an income after he graduates. And he thinks the recession has affected his thinking about the job market.
Definitely a sense of reality about the way the economy is has tempered my perspective on what is doable.
What is doable? It's a sentiment that many students seem to share. Some of them watched their parents or their parents' friends lose jobs during the recession. But several years after the downturn, many of them also have a sense of optimism about the future. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.